The Brady Report. For world first, better exchange rates than the big four banks on international money transfers.
It's a Wednesday morning, Andy. Good morning.
Yeah, morning, fellas. Morning, everyone. Not long, Milsey, until we see you arrive regally off that plane from WA.
Looking forward to meeting you and all our listeners. A day of protest, though, in London. What's all that about?
So we got the Queen's speech here later today, and normally, you know, it's basically part of the legislative process here where the Queen goes to Parliament. She's told what to say pretty much by the incumbent government, and it's the new government's plans for the next 12 months of what they want to bring in and what they want to happen in the UK. And this one is different because there's a lot of anger here at the moment. A lot of people are not happy, and of course we had that awful, awful fire at Grenfell in West London last week. So several groups have got together and they are calling for a day of rage where they will march on Westminster. It's going to be pretty busy. It's very hot here at the moment. It hit 30 Celsius again today for the fifth day in a row. And I think with everything the emergency services have got on their plate here, I just hope everyone protests peacefully and the headlines are not made for the wrong reasons.
Tennis shot with Andy Murray and an Aussie.
Yeah, he's out at Queen's in straight sets. Andy Murray, you know, three-time slam champion. He is trying to warm up for Wimbledon, and on the face of what has happened today at Queen's Club, it's not going to be good. A guy called Jordan Thompson, he's a young Australian. I just found him on Twitter. He seems to be a massive NRL fan, West Tigers, he seems to be pretty obsessed with. We've never heard of him before. Andy Murray's never going to forget him. This young Aussie kid has just smashed Andy Murray all over the place and dumped him out of Queens in straight sets.
Liverpool have paid $70 million. That's quite remarkable for one player.
Yeah, a new guy coming in. They've been trying to sign him for years. He was at Chelsea for a little while. Mohamed Salah is his name. He is joining Liverpool from the Italian giants Roma, and the transfer fee is reportedly in the region of $70 million. It will be a new club record for Liverpool. This guy plays up front. He scores goals. He creates goals. Mohamed Salah will be wearing Liverpool's number 9 jersey next season.
Take care, and we'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
Can't wait, Milsey. Bring it on.